This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
June 27th on the air with the Forward Thinking program that sees three, four people together who work well as friends. I would be one of them. I'll be the chief friend.
The best friend.
Yes, right. Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, talking somewhat about the floods in West Virginia that have killed 24 people, the fires, and go. I want to start with good news, though, right? Let's not do that stuff. The good news, speaking of fighting, let's go to the food news department and learn about Zara Nadim and Zara Hassan.
Okay.
They're a couple of friends trying to reduce food waste. They live in Karachi, Pakistan. They have a new program called Food for Thought. This is something that ought to be done all around the world. That's why I focus on this. These two women distribute to-go packaging labeled with the words Food for Thought at restaurants all around the city of Karachi. The idea is that when a patron says they don't want to pack up their leftovers, staff will pack it up for them in the Food for Thought containers. Then the staff suggests that the customer give the food to somebody who may be in need. You got to involve people. Only then can one expect them to follow by example. The women have also started a social media campaign on their Facebook page, Food for Thought. So if you went to facebook.com/foodforthought, you would find this story and then some. But isn't it fascinating that we have our minds focused on what two women are doing in Karachi, Pakistan? I find it, this shows you, Richie and I were talking about, Victoria, earlier on, how small the world is, how everything is just so close and things are so connected. And the best example of that probably is the result of last Thursday's vote, the Friday tanking of the financial markets around the world. Everything is intertwined. Everything is sort of put together. So when you see something like this and we hear the story, it doesn't surprise people that we're talking about local things here that become national. For example, here in Framingham, we'll talk a little bit more about this in our technology report, but there's a fellow who went online on Facebook and threatened the police, saying that he wanted to kill all police. And as it turned out, he was arrested, came out of a mental institution, as you can imagine, and wanted to kill himself. But he didn't have the courage to kill himself. He wanted the police to kill him. So he sets up
suicide by police.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So the FBI run to arrest him, the local police, the state police run to arrest him because they were his target. And so now he's under arrest. But he had, 24 hours earlier, he'd gotten out of a psychiatric ward at, I think it was Medford State Hospital, which is about 20 miles from where I am. So
that's very sad.
But it's sad, and it's also sort of a commentary.
Why did they let him out?
Well, yeah, exactly. What the hell's the guy doing?
Did they think he was okay, or did they?
No, overcrowded conditions.
Yeah.
So they let go.
That's a big problem.
People that seem to be not much of a worry, or whatever they think, not much of a worry.
Oy. Non-violent threats or whatever, yeah. But then this guy ended up being.
And then within
that,
so 4 hours
in
that.
Where, and Doug, I've told you this story before, where a state senator's son, he tried to have his son admitted there were not enough beds, so they could not keep him. They let him go, and that night the son stabbed his dad with a sword.
Yeah.
and the father had to kill the son, shoot and kill the son, and has since then recovered and working on overhauling the whole mental system in the state of Virginia. Yeah. It's in desperate, I mean, after the Virginia Tech shootings, and it's just, it's a desperate, desperate situation with the mental health status of this country.
Yeah, it is. And who's going to address it better, Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump? Among those who are mentally challenged, Hillary Clinton wins 51% to 39%. I made that up.
Thank you.
All right. Other food news. Customers who accuse Starbucks of underfilling their lattes. My God, can you imagine? These bums who charge $7 and are still finagling by cutting back. I don't understand. I'm not sure I understand what the motivation is here, other than just plain greed. But so there's now a class action lawsuit that's been filed against Starbucks. A federal judge has given this lawsuit the go-ahead. Two customers accused the coffee chain of underfilling their lattes. Now, who is it that has enough time on their hands to actually measure how much coffee goes into a cup? That's one thing I'm just curious about. Anyway, this lawsuit says that Starbucks is overcharging customers by systematically serving lattes that are 25% too small based on a recipe it adopted in 2009 to save money on milk. So, do you think that this is the kind of thing that some employee actually blew the whistle on? Is there a system-wide edict? Was there a memo that went out from headquarters in Seattle to all of the stores suggesting that they make sure the customer is getting the short end of the stick by not using as much milk?
Well, I think that they, I have a friend who's a barista, and I've asked her about this, and she says that they have lines that are on, if you ever go into Starbucks, you know, everything has a line of where you fill to every size cup. So that's, I don't think it came with a memo of we're doing this to cheat people, but there is definitely a standard that they are all supposed to meet. But, you know, I think the latte thing, every time I've gotten a latte and I need more of a caffeine kick, and this is back when I drank coffee more than 3 months ago, but it's been a while.
Before you get dissociated with this program and start using Super Beats.
Yeah, true. But every time you finish your latte, you're just left with a cup full of foam, and it is discouraging when you feel like you've deserved more in your cup.
How much did you pay for that cup?
Oh, I don't know how much lattes are. $3 maybe? $4, something like that?
Yeah. I went in, the last time I went into a Starbucks, it was to get Meredith something. It was, I forget even what it was called, but it was, and I don't remember what I paid, but I remember thinking that this was, what an outfit. What a way to sell. What a way to make money. These guys have got it. They've got a brand, and they know how to move stuff around, move product. Yep. Man, do they know how to do that. What did you start to say, Richard?
Well, you know, it's funny. You remind me of a conversation I had with a neighbor over the weekend. We were talking about propane tanks. And apparently the same thing is going on with propane tanks.
Not filling them up?
If you buy at anywhere that sells Blue Rhino or AmeriGas, two of the biggest propane providers in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently the tanks will hold 20 pounds, a 20-pound tank, and they usually fill them with 18 to 19 pounds. Well, a couple of years ago when the prices went up, they started putting 15 pounds in the tanks. And now that the prices have gone way back down, they have not gone back up to 18 or 19 pounds. So you are not getting a full tank of propane if you're buying from AmeriGas or Blue Rhino.
Now, we have a propane tank on our grill, but I had heard that they were underfilling them because there were too many that were being overfilled and then exploding.
No.
Allow for expansion with heat.
Is that a story
or
that
in, or in
so
the
that
winter,
they can get away with?
Yeah. I'm just saying,
filling it, or is that the truth? I mean, have you seen?
I don't know. I don't even know how much it costs to refill a tank. I just go to Home Depot and it magically appears full.
Right,
so
I do the same thing.
Anyway, the thing that is, these tanks are made to specifications that are very strong. They can't afford to put these things out on the market and have them blow up.
And that's also when you keep refilling the same old rusty tank. I mean, now you go get a new tank every time, or a refurbished tank where they sand it and paint it, and then the bad ones are thrown out and replaced by a new one. So back in the days where you took your old tank for years and years and years and had it refilled, sure. But nowadays, not so much.
No, that's a scam. Brewing there. Speaking of super beats, as we were a minute ago, professional Olympic athletes, now the folks who are getting ready to go to the Olympics, are using super beats to get themselves in shape because they need the energy, they need the right healthy source of antioxidants. They need super beats. Everybody's on this here. Victoria's on it, Richie's on it, I'm on it, and I find that the more I look around and comments that come from people, I just happen to put sort of a cull list of all of the things that are being said by people all over the country. I've got something here from a guy named Dennis. I've been using Art Factors Plus for a while. Helped my blood pressure. Very pleased with the product. I recommended it. My neighbors have decided. They started listening. Here's an interesting thing. They started listening to the program. And he tells his friends about the program on WVNJ. And then they start listening to the spots for Heart Factors Plus. Yeah, this is good. Let's try some of this. Susan writes from Maryland. After hearing about Heart Factors Plus on your program, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great. He doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong, better circulation, better blood flow to your brain, to your muscles, to all your organs. That's what you get with Super Beets, the all-natural way. This is organic beets that are grown, non-GMO beets. They cook them, they dry them, they powder them. You put a teaspoon of that into a 4-ounce glass of water, and you will be on a super high that helps, and then it's all natural. That's the, you get energy in the afternoon to finish your work, start in the morning with it. You get a free 30-day supply of Super Beets when you put your first order in, and you put your first order in by dialing 800-655-4183. Or you can order them online at DougLikesBeets.com if you like. That's 800-655-4183. Take advantage of this opportunity. Get a free month and get all the benefits of Super Beets. Unlike coffee, it's a functional food for circulation. Helps create nitric oxide in the body thanks to the natural dietary nitrates. That answers the question you were talking about, Victoria. 800-655-4183.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, Staples brand bubble roll is buy two, get one free. Staples. Make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from Canine Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
We'll be right back. There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, favorite Billy Joel tunes, song called Uptown Girl. The lyrics of this for a long time. A friend of mine, upon meeting Meredith for the first time, said to me that he thought she was definitely an uptown girl.
Living in a white bread world.
This may, that's what I said, but I just did. Yeah.
Well, you can tell him. Hey, Meredith, you're in love with him.
Was this written about Christie Brinkley?
Yes.
Yes. Yep. Back in the good old days.
But you know, I don't see Meredith as it. She can get dirty. She can go out and shovel manure and...
Yeah. The horse stuff.
Deal with the horse stuff. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But anyway, Billy Joel holds the record for selling out at Madison Square Garden. He's been going there once a month for 3 years, and every show is sold out, more than any of our artists ever there. I asked Victoria if she wanted to. I don't care too much for that music, but all right. Anyway, he was asked why the front row is always filled with young ladies. He said, quote, "I get tired of seeing these gold chain old guys with their young babes sitting in the front row saying, yelling to me, entertain me, entertain me, entertain me." So I said, "The heck with this. The front row is not on the market anymore." What he does is he sends his crew out into the cheap seats. They find young women and bring them down to the first row. He says that amps up the crowd. Exactly, yeah. His wife, by the way, is 34 years old. Her name is Alexis Roderick, and they have a new daughter. I remember I said that she, I don't remember when I was having this conversation, on the air or off the air. When I saw him with Meredith last year at Fenway Park, he had his young wife. She was quite pregnant then. So anyway, he says he does all the cooking in his house. And Alexis does all the cleaning. Huh. He says, I've been gaining weight lately. A guy on a diet is not a guy, as far as I'm concerned. I can even judge a woman I'm dating by how she eats. But he's still talking about dating women? I wouldn't think if his wife was listening to that, he'd be too thrilled about that. Anyway, so the point is Billy Joel making an impact in New York for sure. All right, and on music as well. Late night programs, monologues focused on a couple of different things. Here's Jimmy Fallon last Friday joking about the new L.A. Lakers pick in the NBA draft.
The NBA draft, you guys. And, it was exciting. The Los Angeles Lakers selected 18-year-old Brandon Ingram with the second pick, but many think he's too skinny to play in the NBA. It's the first time anyone in Los Angeles has ever been told they were too skinny.
And here's Stephen Colbert on Friday joking about a new item from the menu at Burger King.
Burger King has unveiled a new menu item. It's called Mac and Cheetos, and it's mac and cheese covered in Cheeto dust and deep fried. I would give anything for that not to sound fantastic to me. Because it's good. The fry at the end there gets you. That fry just pulls you in at the last minute. This food is the result of such advanced scientific engineering that if you listen carefully, you can hear individual macaronis whispering, "Kill me." But remember, the mac and Cheetos are available for a limited time only, and if you eat them, so are you.
That's really something. My God, that gross stuff. Oof. But they call it Mac. They're Burger King. Mac, got it?
That
doesn't sound like a good way to be promoting.
Well, mac and cheese is pretty accepted.
28 past the hour here on Good Day.
What's the right thing to say when tragedy hits? This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. When tragedy strikes, most people are at a loss for words. When we don't know what to say, we rely on platitudes, statements that became common in the first place because, well, when we're at a loss for words, it seems like the best thing to do is rely on what others before us have said about tragedies. Look, the reality is that there is no best thing to say after a tragedy. Just be sincere in whatever you say. If you feel stuck, scared, lost, or unsure, just own that and do your best to be there with those who are suffering. Sharing your vulnerabilities with those who are hurting at least helps others know they're not alone. Your presence is stronger than you know. For ideas on communication, visit drchristianconti.com.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Monday program, the kind of crazy stuff going on in California. Probably should save this for Jennifer. Monday becomes mass murder and mayhem a day with the five people that are injured after the stabbing. The neo-Nazis were at it in California. A lot of people think they ought not to be able to get together because they're crazy. So should we tell authorities no more neo-Nazi rallies anywhere? They're outlawed. Or do we adhere to the free speech? Should there be exceptions to the free speech rule when people get riled up like this? You knew when these people get together, there was going to be a protest on the other side. And that's what happened. So the state capital of Sacramento, today five people in the hospital, critical condition. Stabbings when the traditionalist worker party, white supremacists, white racists, white nutbirds. They had a permit for a noontime rally. So then when they show up, 300 or 400 other people on the other side show up, and you know what that is a recipe for. So what happened? What you expect to happen. And so why have these when you know there's going to be, is this one of the things that's required in a free society? To let people have a gathering. Now, there's nothing to say they wouldn't have gotten together anyway, but to have this...
I say let them get their butts kicked.
Well, Richie,
let them go out.
Let them
go out and spread the hate and watch everybody come and just pound on them a little bit.
They bring in their guns and their knives and all that sort of thing.
Are they the ones
for that in a free society?
Who ended up in the hospital?
A little of both.
Yeah, I think it was a mix of both.
Yeah.
I hate Illinois Nazis.
Great. Okay, so here's another example of this sort of thing. There are two things at play here. And for those who didn't hear the story about the man, I was talking about a fellow, and we'll give you some more information on that a little bit later on, but the essence of a story from here in Massachusetts where a mentally deranged person got out of a mental institution yesterday, and 4 or 5 hours after he got out, he went on Facebook and posted basically a threat against the state police, and so the state police and the FBI found this guy. He said he wanted to kill as many state police as possible, hopefully getting killed himself. And so what does that tell you? That there are a lot of people who are mentally disturbed, and this guy readily had guns available to him, as it turns out. And this is not the only place where this happens. Yesterday in Jerusalem, the court sentenced a fellow named Yashai Shissel to life in prison plus 31 years for the stabbing death of somebody in a gay pride parade. This ultra-Orthodox Jew attempted to murder 7 other people who were gay that day. And the day he did that, he'd been released from jail for stabbing another person at a parade in 2005. So, you follow my thread here? He got out of jail on the same day there was a gay pride parade, got a hold of a gun, killed one, and shot up 7 others. Now, this is in... There are strict... You think our gun laws are strict. The Israeli gun laws are very strict. And yet... So, I'm not saying that to justify anything. I'm just telling you, the world is full of nutcakes. And how do we as a society, specifically here or wherever, or in the world, how do we deal with these people who are so deranged? There's so much more drug trafficking now. I learned something. I am extraordinarily naive, apparently. I found a story. Thank you, Rich.
No, you are. When it comes to drug stuff, yeah.
Well, there's a story that that floated from a friend of mine who was talking with me about... actually, it was Donald. He and I were talking yesterday morning after the harrowing experience I had this weekend. I described it earlier, Victoria. I was in my truck. I left the farm Saturday morning at 4:30-ish. And drove to an auction to pick up a couple of balers and figured I'd come right back. Well, the truck broke down, and the long and short of it is that I was in the same truck in dirty clothes. It took me 4 hours to get somebody because I was in a place where the phone didn't work in the middle of a hill and dale region of New York State, and it was a nightmare. I was in the same clothes when I came in last night at 9 o'clock. I hadn't slept since Saturday morning, really, and I have the same clothes.
Oh, no.
True.
Don't feel sorry for him because he has to sleep in his truck all night before he gets... Then he comes home, and what does he do instead of going to bed? He goes out and bales hay all day. Go take a few hours.
I came home, and I had a sandwich. I get done about 9 o'clock. I came home, had a sandwich, sat on the couch. Next thing I know, it was 1:30 this morning. And I got up and I took a shower, went back to bed. Anyway, the point that yesterday when Donald came to rescue me early in the morning, We got off onto this. He was talking about his dreams. We got off into this. Donald is a wonderful human being who's been working with me for 20 years. Just a great, great human being. And he and I are great friends. So we started talking about his dreams yesterday. We were talking about not sleeping and when you don't sleep and what happens to your mind and stuff. And he was talking about a dream regarding people being shot and drug trafficking and stuff. And then he said, we were driving in this area of Western Massachusetts, and he said, you know, there's all kinds of drug trafficking going on here in these smaller communities where there aren't many police. This town of Ware, Massachusetts, and Palmer, Massachusetts, and Belchertown, and these areas that where the drugs come up from Connecticut through these roads that are not well traveled by police up into New Hampshire and vice versa. They bring the drugs from up there to down in Connecticut or up from Connecticut. It just is an amazing world. And the reason I'm telling you this with regard to the story about the stabbings and stuff, many of these people have gotten mentally ill by their overuse of drugs.
Yeah.
If you get all the drugs, fry your mind, man.
Yeah.
These people go crazy. And they are not, it's hopeless. After you have so much damage done drug-wise, the chemical balance in your brain is gone.
That's why the people who want to legalize them, I don't get that. I've seen what, I've seen what smoking pot every day does to somebody. Tell me that it doesn't have an effect.
I'm a libertarian, as you know, through and through. I want people to make their own choices. But I have been swayed by your argument and others, like the one Donald and I had, the conversation we had about the effect of drugs on people, how many crazy people there are in the world.
Yeah.
And, that's not a medical term. But these people are unraveling. They're coming apart mentally because they have either smoked pot, but then the other side, what happens to people like Willie Nelson who smokes pot?
Weed is not really the problem. I mean, these are pharmaceutical drugs that people are hooked on. There's some town in Massachusetts, and I forget what it's called now, but it's like the heroin capital of the country now.
It's called Drug Town.
I guess that would have been an obvious name, yes.
I don't know the one you're talking about.
Yeah. Weed is a problem, though.
Stronger weed may be a problem.
I can introduce you to 10 people who are just like, hey, man.
Yeah.
How you doing today?
But they've been like that since the 60s, and the hippies were like that. They're like, hey, man.
But the stuff's stronger now. The stuff apparently is stronger.
That's a whole other issue.
It's stronger, it's being laced with.
I got a friend of mine who works in a bank. We were at a dinner event a couple of weeks ago, and he said to me, he's a guy's 50 years old. He's got a child, wife, good guy. He says he can't go to I don't know what he is about his job, but he's all tight. He's uptight all the time. So in order to go to sleep at night, he goes out into the garage and smokes a joint and then goes to sleep. He does it. He's gotten his body conditioned so he will not go to sleep until he smokes a joint.
Pavlov's dog.
Yeah.
Need weed.
Right. Yeah.
Dang. So, go to sleep.
Yeah. Well, kind of a sad reality. But so I'm coupling the drug stuff together with these crazy things that are happening. The guy over in Israel, these people in California, the guy in Massachusetts, and it's all drug related to a point. I mean, these people you can't tell me that these people are sane. Anybody who's a Nazi is sane,
right?
You can't tell me that they're sane. You got to be out of your mind. And how do you get that way? Well, a lot of people are abusing. I went to after I get off one tractor and jumped on another yesterday, because the weather is such, I got to just keep pushing on the farm. And I was about 7 o'clock. I was so thirsty. I went up to the house in this place where I was mowing the hay, and there were two guys outside who were completely plastered. They were pouring vodka into something. I mean, I was watching them. I said, hey, is there an outside water spigot here that I can get a little drink? Oh, no, man. How about you have a Bud Light? I said, no, thanks. I can't. How about some of this cocktail we're drinking? And I said, no. I mean, it's like 95 degrees. Even if I did drink and you had one of those things, can you imagine me on a tractor?
Where were you?
I was down the street mowing hay.
So you just walked up to some house and said, I need a drink?
No, there was a house on the property. Two guys are outside watching me. And so I walked up because I didn't bring any water with me. I needed to, well, heavens, I hadn't had anything to eat all day, never mind anything else. So I had some. He offered me some vodka. I'm just thinking to myself, if I was so thirsty, I might have had it if there was nothing else around. But
so you slept in your truck for 4 hours. Your cell phone was dead, so you couldn't get help. You come home, you jump right on the track to go out without any water, and it's 95 degrees.
Pretty much wrap up your weekend.
That sounds like the worst weekend ever. That's a nightmare to me.
Welcome to a weekend on the farm.
He posts pictures on Facebook like it was this beautiful weekend. Well, I was on the tractor.
Bucolic.
At one with nature.
Yeah. That was before.
This is a Friday picture.
Anyway. Okay, so it's fun and games. 46 past the hour here on Good Day.
The 2-for-$5 deal at Burger King just got hotter. That's right, we just spiced it up with the new extra-long jalapeno cheeseburger. Feel the flame with 2 all-beef patties side-by-side stacked with fiery jalapenos. They're like little green firecrackers exploding in your mouth. Oh yeah, did we mention you can get 2 sandwiches at Burger King for just $5? But if that's too much fire for one mouth, you can mix and match with a Big King, Big Fish, or original chicken sandwich only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Prices vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. With Independence Day around the corner, plan a party in full style but not full price. Here are tips to host a festive get-together on budget.
We love hosting our friends on the 4th, but it gets so hot in the South. To keep beverages cool in the heat, we freeze colorful water balloons and stick them in a tub or a cooler. The balloons don't melt as fast as regular ice, and they look great too.
We get some of our party supplies, including beverages and lawn games, at grocery stores and wholesale clubs. And with our Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, we earn 2% cash back on most purchases. We can also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on everything else. The cash back we earn adds up to more party fun.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Owner Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Potty odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Cat pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
Social media, Facebook comment on something I said regarding Steven Spielberg and the movie that he's making that shows where life came from on this planet, according to the theory. If you happen to study Darwin's Origin of the Species, you'll see that is exactly what he wrote about life on this planet. It was planted here, quote, by extraterrestrials, and the final stage of evolution for our species is to evolve into an immortal state. Also, that's exactly what the Masonic Order believes. And Spielberg happens to be a 33rd degree Mason. Pretty fascinating, isn't it, huh? 50 minutes past the hour.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Tech Talk time at 53 past the hour. The focus on Microsoft and the Zika virus together, Victoria. Microsoft has developed a high-tech mosquito trap, which will be operational in the next couple of weeks, tested down on the Gulf Coast. Traps will identify specific breeds of mosquitoes. This sounds amazing.
Yeah, doesn't it?
How do you tell one mosquito from another mosquito? All mosquitoes get... That's the only thing I know. I got in my truck the other night while I'm sleeping on the side of the road. Mosquitoes are all over me, too. I got welts all over my arm from the mosquitoes. So, anyway, this is something that will allow you to figure out, is this a identifier or is it just it gets rid of them? Looks like a little of both.
Well, I don't know that it kills them. I think that this is just to trap them so they can track which breeds of mosquitoes are in that area down on the Gulf Coast, and which will be really informative for us as mosquitoes move north, as the weather gets warmer. But I just think it's so, I mean, it's incredible when technology can step in, and instead of waiting for 4 years for a vaccine, Microsoft may actually help really hasten the whole process, which is really perfect, and I love that.
Yeah. All right, well, technology is cool when you're operating and using it the right way. In a moment, Facebook gets more fun. That's up next, Tech Talk time, 55 past the hour.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good, Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep, Haley.
Smelly sock.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good, Jimmy.
Honey odor, pee.
Yes,
Haley.
Cat pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
All right, so Victoria, Facebook Live is getting more fun, or as some would say who are unwashed, funner. So they've taken a cue here from Snapchat. How so?
Well, Facebook Live is a feature that they debuted last year, and Snapchat is the live streaming app that everybody's using, actually more so than any other social media app right now. And the cool thing about Snapchat is that they have lots of filters, and they do, you've probably heard about the face swap feature, where you can, you and your friend can swap faces on the actual app on the screen. So they, Facebook and Twitter are trying to compete with Snapchat. So now, if you're a user of the M Squared app, which was bought by Facebook a couple months ago, they now are adding in Snapchat-like features. So within the next few weeks, you're going to see a lot of buzz with Facebook debuting M Squared as one of their properties, and you'll be able to stream live on Facebook with all of these cool, fun features and filters. And you'll also be able to choose your audience, which is new. You'll either be able to choose public, which everyone can see it, or only your immediate group of friends. So it's giving you more control over who sees what you're putting online, which is similar to Snapchat. People do lots of crazy things on Snapchat because 24 hours later it disappears. So yeah. Facebook Live is just trying to keep up, basically.
Really? All right, so what other things do we have going on with regard to our social media, Twitter, at Good Day Show? What things are people following? What's been the hot item on there for the weekend, whether it has direct relation to our program or just in general the conversation?
Well, the big buzz was the BET Awards last night, and the Prince tributes that went on throughout the night were all really great. And Jesse Williams, who's an actor on Grey's Anatomy, he received a BET Award last night and gave a really moving, extremely well-thought-out commentary on race in America and unifying people and bringing people together. And so he has been trending on Twitter since last night. Justin Timberlake's also trending on Twitter because he made a comment about Jesse Williams in favor of what he was saying. And, of course, sometimes in the Twitterverse, people tend to want to see the negative side of things. So Justin Timberlake is now the top trending item by being attacked on Twitter for really no reason at all. He basically said we're all one human race, and people are using that as an excuse to attack JT.
Well, one human race, though, that came from another planet, or two or three or four, it would seem. All right, planetary wonder here on Good Day, 59 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.